With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Federal crop insurance is a safety net for many farmers and rural communities, but it typically favors the big commodities like corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton. A few years ago, a new type of insurance emerged to cover everything grown or raised on a farm under one umbrella, even specialty crops like hemp and lavender that don't have their own policies. It's been slow to catch on, but a few modifications may entice more farmers to get on board in 2020. Jeff Szczesinski, an economist with the Butte-based organization National Center for Appropriate Technology, says whole farm revenue protection insurance takes a very different approach to what most farmers are used to. Instead of an insurance policy focusing on a specific crop, whole farm protects the income generated by a farm.
Basically, it says to the farmer, grow the combination of crops you would like to grow that you think are most profitable for you to make a living.
Szczesinski says whole farm incentivizes people to diversify their operations. Farmers who grow more types of crops and raise livestock pay lower premiums. He says not putting all your eggs in one basket makes good economic sense while also supporting better soil health, biodiversity, and less dependence on chemical inputs. This type of insurance is also really useful for producers who want to grow specialty crops.
Production of lavender, interestingly, is really kind of a hot thing around the country, and people want to grow lavender. And there's no individual lavender policy in the United States.
With Whole Farm, lavender would be covered. Szczesinski helped get Whole Farm authorized with the 2014 Farm Bill. It's the first crop insurance policy available in every county nationwide, which is a big deal. In Montana, for example, only 8 counties have crop insurance for potatoes, whereas all but 2 counties have it for wheat. But the adoption of this new type of insurance has been relatively slow. Around 2,200 policies were sold in the U.S. last year, with fewer than 60 in Montana, according to AgriPulse. Szczesinski says part of that is it's hard for people to change.
It's just so different that people say, well, I don't know, that just seems too weird, you know, I don't want to try it.
He says getting whole farm also requires a little more paperwork, like turning in taxes, which can make some people feel uncomfortable. There have been some challenges with how coverage levels are determined as well. Farmers with whole farm can insure up to 85% of their average revenue. In the past, that average was based on the last 5 years. If one of those years had low yields due to something like drought or hail, that skewed the average and resulted in less coverage. Szczesinski says deductibles will be lower in 2020 and farmers will have the option of dropping a really bad year, so the average more accurately reflects typical farm revenue. He says more people may sign up now that the policy has been modified. Doug Crabtree says being able to drop a bad year made a big difference. He uses the insurance policy for his 9,600-acre farm near Havre, where a small team grows 15 to 20 different small grains, pulses, and oilseed crops.
What we're experiencing with climate change impacts, we've had insurance claims in 2 of the last 5 years. So, you know, when we did the math, if they hadn't made that change, we probably would not have the policy today.
Crabtree was on a team to help design Whole Farm at the beginning stages, and he says there are still some kinks that need to be worked out. But he says he would encourage any farmer growing specialty crops or more than 3 or 4 types to meet with an insurance agent to get a quote. Farmers have until March to sign up for their insurance policies. Jeff Szczesinski with the National Center for Appropriate Technology will host a webinar Thursday morning about insuring hemp in 2020. Right now, the only option of the burgeoning crop is with the Whole Farm Revenue Protection Policy. More information is available at our website, ypradio.org. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.